With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. If elected, Donald Trump threatening to jail anyone who participates in, quote, unscrupulous behavior during the election.
He's vowing long prison sentences for those who've cheated, similar to warnings last year against those who filed court cases against him.
Our enemies unleashed an army of rabid left-wing lawyers, corrupts, and really corrupt Marxist prosecutors. These are dishonest people, bad people.
At a Saturday rally in Wisconsin, the former president outlined his ideas to, quote, drain the swamp, including putting entrepreneur Elon Musk in charge of a government efficiency commission. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities have recovered an SUV belonging to a person of interest in that shooting of 9 vehicles and wounding of 5 people in Kentucky. Laurel County Sheriff's Office says investigators also found a semi-automatic weapon near the scene. Officers say he is armed and dangerous. Also at SRNNews.com, with gang violence worsening in Haiti, the United Nations officials say the U.S. and Ecuador want peacekeepers to replace the Kenya-led mission.
The proposed Security Council resolution says that U.N. peacekeepers are needed to maintain the progress made by the current multinational mission. This mission has already sent nearly 400 Kenyan police officers to assist the Haitian National Police. But many Haitians have rejected the proposal of another peacekeeping operation.
Boeing has a tentative agreement with its largest union on a new contract for factory workers that could avoid a threatened strike. The company and the International Association of Machinists saying earlier today the agreement will raise a pay scale 25% over 4 years. This is SRN News. Well, Europe is once again expanding abortion.
Both Denmark and Norway have liberalized their laws to allow women to end their pregnancies at 18 weeks and allow teenagers to obtain abortions without parental consent. In Poland, the liberal government doesn't have the votes to repeal strict pro-life laws, but it is using procedural tools to expand abortion as well. All this comes against a backdrop of sharp population decline in Europe, which threatens the economies of many nations in the near future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoing a bill to expand birth control access while a judge struck down a decades-old restriction on who can perform abortions in the state. The Republican governor's veto deflects a measure which would have forced insurance companies to cover up to a year's supply of birth control at a time. This is SRN News. Well, a judge has given regulators until the end of the year to propose penalties for Google's illegal search monopoly. Here's Norman Hall.
Judge Amit Mehta branded Google as a ruthless monopolist in a landmark ruling issued last month. Attorneys for the Justice Department and Google were unable to reach a consensus on how the time frame for the penalty phase should unfold in the weeks leading up to Friday's hearing. If the schedule holds, a ruling on Google's antitrust penalties would come nearly 5 years after the Justice Department filed suit.
Authorities in Long Island, New York, say two little girls have drowned in a pond near their apartment complex. The girls were sisters, ages 2 and 4. And in the meantime, now we have learned that homicide detectives say they will be investigating the deaths of those two children. More details at srnnews.com.